This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening to you. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. All right. Last night we had a rampage killer. A Marine veteran. He rolled in there with a Glock 21. With a 21-round magazine in it, 45 ACP. Killed 12 people. And I don't know if they have said that he killed himself or they killed him. One of the people he killed was a police officer. Now, of course, all of this is happening in California, in Thousand Oaks, California. Which Thousand Oaks is considered to be one of the more safer cities in California. When you look at the various counties within L.A., and which I think Thousand Oaks may be one of them, one of the cities within the L.A. county, that one is considered to be very, very, very safe. Of course, that's always a temporary thing in gun-free zones. I do not know at this particular moment what the incidence of concealed carry is. I have heard that there were 6 off-duty cops in this country bar. It's called the Borderline or Borderline. I don't know if it's the Borderline or Borderline, but you get the picture. Immediately, and I mean nearly immediately, now that the Democrats have the House, and they think they're going to be able to do something. There have been multiple calls coming out of Democrats in the House now calling for more gun control. Now, I don't know what the status. There's a couple of questions I have about a lot of this stuff. And later on, third hour of the show, we're going to be joined by Masad Ayoub. And we're going to discuss this and some other incidences that have occurred and get his opinion on it, just get his opinion on a few other things. But having said that, I would really like to know the status of these police officers. Were they carrying guns? I don't think they were, because I would have thought if they were, they would have engaged. The first one to engage the rampage killer was a 29-year law enforcement veteran who was shot multiple times when he appeared in the doorway and died at the hospital. Here's the thing about these incidences as they occur, though. This is what bothers me most about the incidences. It's almost like on the Democratic side and on the anti-gun side, they're waiting for this to happen, and they set these things up in order for them to happen. Hmm. That bothers me a great deal. The thing that bothers me about it is that we keep seeing the same thing over and over again. Now, in Thousand Oaks, California, and I'm going to try to look this up while I'm talking about, but in Thousand Oaks, I don't know how many concealed carriers are in Thousand Oaks. I don't know if there's any, to be honest with you. But in California, they have less than 50, they have around 50,000 concealed carriers in a state with 35 million people and 9 million gun owners. They have around 50,000 permits. It makes it seem like there's not that many of them. Apparently, there are CCWs allowed in California and Thousand Oaks. Looking at it, lots of training at least for that. So, the thing that I kept hearing about this guy was that he appeared to have been qualified to handle a firearm. One of the people that ran away, a young lady that her father was a military veteran, said that this guy knew how to handle his weapon. He was using an extended magazine, which somebody called me today to ask me if those things actually exist. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I have a few of them myself. And, you know, now this was a handgun. This was and it's a handgun that is not often used in rampage killings. The Glock 21, the 45 ACP. But like I said, the Democrats were coming out for more gun control now. For more gun control. While in the same moments here, I mean, recently we've had an incident in Kroger where multiple concealed carriers stopped a threat. And we had an incident at McDonald's in Alabama where a concealed carrier engaged a would-be rampage killer, stopping him. Two successful interventions by citizens. Sutherland, Texas, successful intervention by a citizen. Clackamas Mall, Oregon, successful intervention by a citizen. We have all of these incidents that we can look at, and this generates something they call empirical data. And we look at this and we say, these things can be stopped. In the case of this incident, you had six off-duty police officers there. Were they carrying a weapon? We don't know what the guy's motive was. We do know that he had he was a combat veteran, and he was known to police, but he was not known to be a possible rampage killer, because most of the stuff that they had been involved in with him had to do with stuff much less severe, but. Despite those facts, he was still known. So, but the Democrats come out for gun control when we just have, we've seen many success stories, multiple success stories of concealed carriers or armed citizens stopping this kind of stuff. And they would rather everybody be like the people that were in borderline when that guy busted in and nobody was available to shoot back at him, to take away his, take his focus off his task. Stupidest thing I've ever heard of. The same talking points, the same stuff, constantly out there, constantly talking about, the same, universal background checks, getting guns out of people's hands. California, I don't know how much more gun control California can get. They should be one of the safest states in the union. So, when we get back, we're going to discuss, the Democrats and their newfound advantage. But give me about 5 minutes and we'll get right into that. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God Said, Man Said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God Said, Man Said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God Said, Man Said.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. I got to get Jay Jacobson on here. I got to get Son on. I got to get somebody on here. We got to talk about these guns because I like what I see of them. Now I just got to get one of my hands and shoot it and take it outside and look at it and shoot it and run it through the dirt and everything. Shoot it. I think you get what I'm saying. FranklinArmory.com. Check them out. So it is an established fact that we did not have any sort of a wave. We had maybe a little bit of a splash. Democrats did take the House by a pretty small margin, beginning at least 2 years of a divided Congress. And they'll almost certainly screw it up because they're dumb and crazy and they're bad. They're already starting now. It's annoying to lose anything, especially to a party that is manifestly unworthy. But the nature of an electorate that is split 50-50 is splitting. So chin up. We have the other half of Congress and the presidency and the courts, too. So our agenda is not totally stalled. If you're going to lose anything, lose the House. It's the maroon five of our governmental institutions. It's always there, but no one really likes it. We won more seats in the Senate. That means Cocaine Mitch's expanded cartel is going to be pushing even more conservative judges into our leftist-infested courts, and it's pretty great. Beto crashed his party's $70 million car into Ted Cruz and skateboarded away from the wreck. Rick Scott scraped out a narrow win and will now have 6 years on the national stage where people around the country will wonder, wasn't he the lead singer for Midnight Oil? We're rid of Bob Corker. We are rid of Jeff Flake. Although they probably joined some of the cruise ships as part of the entertainment at Conservative Inc. On the downside, we still have the useless Ben Sasse until a real conservative primaries, and Utah decided it would be funny to send us Mitt Romney for some reason that remains unclear to me. Get ready for his binders full of virtue signaling for the very same media that humiliated him in 2012. But in general, the Frito-Con contingent is in full decline. So, no, you never win by losing, but there is opportunity for the GOP in this particular win. You know, when life gives you lemons, you should take those lemons, sell them, and buy beer. And while the loss of the House is annoying, Trump has options because he can play successfully whether the Democrats make the smart move, pretending to be bipartisan, or do what they're inclined to do and act like horrible, creepy, fascist weirdos. Nancy Pelosi's problem is that though she's smart enough to see that everybody's hug is the smart play, her insane caucus is likely to demand the horrible, creepy, fascist, weirdo option. She outlined the foundations of a bipartisan charade in her odd victory speech with the clown car crew that will make up the new House leadership Tuesday night. Infrastructure programs and drug price reform were her top objectives. The thing is, both ideas are shovel-ready for Trump to steal. After all, Trump was promising an infrastructure plan back during his campaign. It was the GOP that was stalling it, not the Democrats. He should push the infrastructure program he always wanted and dare the Democrats to oppose him. And if he wants to be really aggressive, he should aim it towards minority communities that the Democrats have traditionally paid attention to right before elections and then ignored for the next 2 years. He should insist that those communities get a share of the work and the skill training that goes with it, and he should go to them and take credit for it. Now, even though I don't pay attention to polls, polls already show minority approval of Trump is higher than any other Republican. Time to take advantage of that one. And Trump has no lingering attachment to conservative doctrine that would stop him from brutalizing Big Pharma for its drug price shenanigans. The giant drug companies still manage to exploit Republicans who defend them with the talk of free markets and stuff. When it comes to these corporations, the quotation marks are appropriate. Big Pharma pushed Obamacare down our throats and has been paying off the GOP suckers to do its dirty work for decades because of capitalism. But if their monopolies and scams are capitalism, get us some Shea t-shirts, because even the Republican mainstream is getting tired of water caring for the pill pushers. When Hugh Hewitt, a solid guy with his finger on the weak pulse of the establishment, starts railing about their perfidy on his radio show, they're primed to be dumped. Do you remember how Bill Clinton triangulated after the 1994 election? That's the model. And remember that we are not bound by ideology. We're mad about being shafted. And when they see Canadians paying a fraction of what it costs for their Humira, they get ticked. So one of the nice things about the Trump era is that we are now woke to the fact that big corporations are not necessarily paragons of capitalism, but sometimes socialists dressed up as capitalists to complete the grift. And Trump won't hesitate for a second to join the Dems and neutering the drug company's ability to do what they've been doing to us for years. And the smart move here for the Democrats is to go along and rack up accomplishments, because these purple districts that just elected Democrats want to see progress. These are not the hardcore commie lefty districts you find on the coasts. These are suburban districts with vast numbers of unsatisfied, neurotic, college-educated women who are scared of Trump and who are probably secretly attracted to his virility. It's weird in a way, and there's no need to explore that further. But they would happily vote for the usual old-school GOP dork in normal elections, and even though this time they sent a bitter, frustrated message, they are still suckers for politicians who get things done. But the leftist crew from the coastal urban kale-munching strongholds are the ones with the seniority and the ones who will guide the Democrat Party over the next 2 years. And they do not want to work together for a brighter tomorrow. No, they all want hashtag resistance all the time, and they're going to do everything they can to appease their loony base by launching investigations and screaming and yelling. And that's not going to help the newbies keep these new House seats in 2020. It's going to be especially funny with all these rookies who promised the suckers back home they would never vote for that San Francisco liberal monster when they get strong-armed into casting their very first vote for Mistress Nancy. And if they decide to obstruct and agitate, then Trump can be in opposition to them and run against the do-nothing House in 2020. Nobody is better than Trump when he has an enemy. I'm kind of hoping that the Democrats choose the path of jerkiness just for the nicknames he'll bestow in his tweets. And impeach him, please, over at Russia. The treason traitor stuff, please. Toss the Trump in that briar patch, please, because he'll probably be president forever after that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
USA Radio News.
The FBI is not speculating as to why a gunman opened fire on Wednesday night
at a Thousand Oaks, California bar. The gunman killed at least 12 people, including Sergeant Ron Hewless of the Thousand Oaks Police Department. Taylor Whitler was in the bar, and she joined Fox News.
Hey, we all just kind of froze for a split second, and then everyone booked it and dove to the floor. It was, after the first round, it was quiet for about 5 seconds, and then some guys that were next to me on the floor got up and started sprinting towards the back door and yelled at everyone, get up, run.
The Trump administration announced executive actions that will restrict the ability of migrants that are seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. And after pretty much an entire day of squabbling back and forth, the White House stands by their decision to suspend CNN reporter Jim Acosta's press pass. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am and have been a fan of Tucker Carlson for quite some time. I like his style. I like his demeanor. And I like his seemingly so well-researched positions that he has. And the other day, a mob of about 20 Antifa thugs were pounding on the door of his house, cracking it, and issuing verbal threats intended to intimidate him into silence. Allison Chu, reporting in the Washington Post, Fox News host Tucker Carlson was at his desk Wednesday evening, less than 2 hours before his 8 p.m. live show, when he suddenly started receiving multiple text messages. There was some sort of commotion, and commotion happening outside of his home in Northwest D.C. I called my wife. Carlson told the Washington Post in a phone interview she had been in the kitchen alone getting ready to go to dinner, and she heard pounding on the front door and screaming. Someone started throwing himself against the front door and actually cracked the front door. Naturally, in my case, if that were to happen, there would be a completely different result than what happened at Tucker's house. The first assumption that I would make is that this is a home invasion, that I'm under attack, and I'm going to, when they finally breach my door, well, surprise. But then they started using bullhorns, and all doubt might have vanished at that point. They posted videos on the attack on social media, which has since been deleted. One person could be heard saying in the since-deleted video, "Tucker Carlson, we are outside your home." He was accused of promoting hate and an ideology that has led thousands of people, or that has led to thousands of people dying. "We want you to know, we know where you sleep at night." And then they decided to have a little group chant, "Tucker Carlson, we will fight, we know where you sleep at night." Carlson said the protesters had blocked off both ends of his street and carried signs that listed his home address. They called him a racist scumbag and demanded that he leave town, according to posts on Twitter. A woman was also overheard in one of the deleted videos saying she wanted to bring a pipe bomb to his house. D.C. police said that they arrived a few minutes after being called, but there was no indication that any arrests were made for trespassing, damage to the home's door, or making terroristic threats. Twitter has suspended the account of @SmashRacismDC, the Antifa group that organized the mob, but in a tweet, threats were explicit. "Racist scumbag, leave town." "Every night you spread fear into our homes, fear of the other, fear of us, and fear of them. Every night you tell us we are not safe. Tonight we reminded you that we have a voice. Tonight we remind you that you are not safe either. #KnockKnockTucker. One tweet posted a few minutes after 7 p.m., less than an hour before the beginning of the Tucker Carlson Tonight Show, accuses the host of hiding because he didn't answer his door. "Tucker Carlson has been spewing nonstop hate and lies about his migrant caravan. He also has close ties to white supremacists." One of the group's tweets, which included his address, was removed by Twitter soon after it was posted. Okay. Tucker is a far more refined man than me, probably much more eloquent than I. Let me say this. That attempt at terrorism is going to get some of the Antifa killed, depending on where they do it. Hanging out in D.C., which I don't know what the... I know that they are shall issue now in D.C. Tucker, you probably need to have a concealed carry permit. Your wife needs to have a concealed carry permit. And you guys need to go train, because you obviously are a target, sir. If you would like some volunteers, I don't know what we could do, because we're going to stay within the law. But for those of you that wear masks and go out and terrorize people, where surveillance video is useless, you're walking a tightrope. You're walking on really thin ice. If the D.C. police arrived promptly, they should have been able to question the mass demonstrators and examine their identification, if any. If they were behaving in this way and trespassing while wearing masks, they should have been brought in for questioning to determine their identities. And this should be a wake-up call for everybody on conservative side of the media. If you're in radio, if you're on TV, even on Fox News, if Antifa gets away with this, other media figures of other ideological complexions could face their own threats. So far, too few media stars have spoken up in support, but let me lend my voice to it right now. I'm not really a media star, but let me simply say this. I am not the one with which to tarry. If you show up at my house demonstrating, you're going to see me and somebody else deploy. And we'll be staring you down, and if you take a step, we'll stop you. I will not be intimidated. I do not intend to see anybody in the media be intimidated. You that default to violence, you have no idea what violence is. You do not know when to use violence, and you certainly don't know how to deal with being violent and then being met with hyper-violence. Violence at warp speed, if you will. You can attempt to try to frighten the people that you can, and you're going to succeed, but sooner or later you're going to threaten the wrong one. You're going to go after the wrong writer, the wrong TV personality, the wrong radio guy. And when that happens, you're forewarned. None of us are going to be coming for you. But if you come at us, we will defend. And we practice. This kind of thing cannot be happening in the United States. This is not a banana republic. And if the leftists are out there, right now Nancy Pelosi should be getting up saying this despicable, deplorable, we must condemn this violence, we must do, but she's not. She's not going to do this right now. She's knocking the dust off of her croquet mallet-sized gavel. You masked cowards. Sooner or later, you're going to meet somebody that's not going to put up with us. You're going to be beaten on the door, and the door will open. And then what? What will you do then? Because what you're going to be facing is not going to be somebody with a mask and, you know, all blacked out and everything. You'll be able to see him. You'll be able to see him. But harass at your. You know, there's occupational hazards to doing this, and you're going to find out. You're going to find out. So, nothing makes me mad than a bunch of people that try to intimidate somebody that can't fight back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now, I've talked about the good parts of the election. Let's get a little somber here. It could have been worse as far as midterms go. This wasn't a blue wave or a bloodbath like it could have been. But it was fairly grim in certain places. We lost governorships in Illinois, Kansas, Maine, Michigan, New Mexico, Nevada, and Wisconsin. And in Wisconsin, by the way, the new governor there, Evers, has a grocery list of gun control initiatives he plans to push for. Even though he has a Republican legislature to deal with, Wisconsinites, pay attention. We don't know about Connecticut right now. That could be a slim Republican victory. And, of course, Stacey Abrams has still not conceded, although it does look like with 100% of the precincts checking in, there's just no way she can win. So, but neither one of those victories can assuage the loss of all those governorships. And the Senate, yeah, we won and picked up Missouri and Indiana and North Dakota. They were admittedly big takebacks from the Democrats. They will help us considerably with judicial appointments. But the biggest plus to this is that this majority insulates us from the stranglehold of rhinos like Murkowski and Collins, who have often held, you know, they've often been held over our heads like the sword of Damocles, being one of the two, one or two holdouts or sellouts on important votes. We don't know what Romney's going to do yet. We don't know what he'll wreck with his holier-than-thou attitude, believing himself to be the white knight who will save Republicanism from the dread populist Trump. Maybe he can keep his mouth shut and support Trump, unlike McCain. And this Republican self-criticism and self-flagellation, bowing to the media gods, begging their forgiveness for every verbal transgression, that has to stop. The rhinos and the critics of Trump need to take a breath and take a listen from the left-wing playbook. A united front and a united vote at all costs. In the politics of our day, the individual must yield to the party, no matter how distasteful that may be. And I promise you that all of these moderate House Democrats who won last night or the other night won't be so moderate when the voting time comes. And here's the thing. This is not new for Pelosi. We shouldn't be caught off guard by it. She has a history of finding moderate Democrats to run in red districts on a surprise moderate platform. In exchange for their loyalty, once elected, she rewards them with movement in the party hierarchy, coveted committee appointments, support, and funding for their future campaigns. If anyone intimates her or she might vote against Pelosi, she browbeats them into compliance with that cavil under the threat of losing all of the things I just mentioned. She did this in 2008, remember? So, we conservatives have short memories sometimes, don't we? Two races that should have been pieces of cake were Florida and Texas, and we barely eat those out. And if anyone has any place in its crosshairs, it is the Democrat ground game machine that is working diligently and systematically to turn those two states blue and using the template they used in Colorado in the early 2000s. So, the Democrat blueprint is even more high-octane today versus in the early 2000s because of enhanced technology, the ubiquity of technology, and the changing demographics of this country. Are we doing anything to combat this? Have we figured out our own blueprint? And by the way, it's not only Texas and Florida. Arizona and Nevada are getting close and never should have been. But, again, the Republican bases in these states have been systematically appropriated by OFA and Move On, and an entire host of new organizations whose names I don't even know, to turn them blue. Working on union workers in Vegas, illegals, Hispanics, college students, and women throughout both states. And then there's more good news. If you're worried about illegal aliens having the right to vote, or just voting anyway, because our registration systems are ridiculously porous and requiring ID to prove who you are as racist, just wait. Because soon to be an initiative in your state's future ballot is the reinstitution of voting privileges for millions of felons. Types who will be thrilled to vote for all lawyers, all the lawyers and prosecutors and ADs and military types who often run for office. And if that isn't bad enough, as of last night, the Democrats will likely add to their rosters the felon vote in Florida, putting the razor-thin wins yesterday of, Rick Scott for Senate and Ron DeSantis for governor in jeopardy for tomorrow. This should be a wake-up call, not a sigh of relief. And some of the ones we lost, we might not regain in a lot of ways. It's just the way things go, especially in congressional elections, which are more localized. How did the Democrats win? They didn't have superior candidates, but they had superior power because they had a lot of money. Incredible organization and mobilization, registering voters everywhere they appeared, appeals to women, minorities, and the youth, and, of course, characterizing Republicans as racist, rich, big corporate types who want conversion therapy for the gays and transgenders that they hate, and telling tall tales about evil Republicans who want to annihilate health insurance coverage for pre-existing conditions. I'm not even going to get into the state legislatures that flipped to the Democrats, which were at least four, by the way. Anyone who actually believes that 46 or 50 Democrats who pledged they would not vote for Nancy Pelosi for Speaker will in fact comply with this heartfelt pledge, which they asserted only to get elected by moderates who might swing right. You constituents are out of your cotton-picking minds. Her chits are in. She funneled millions of these elections with a wink and a nod. Remember her saying, I say to the candidates, do whatever you have to do, just win, baby. Only then after the election will I ask people for their support. So that means, sure, take the pledge to vote for anyone but me for Speaker, as long as you win. We'll reconcile matters after we get in the House. But voters have long memories. One silver lining to this entire Speaker Pelosi hullabaloo is the potential backlash in 2020 for any newly elected Democrats representative who break their pledges by voting Pelosi for Pelosi in their very first House vote. I'm waiting for voters out there to be to be a lot less gullible. You'd think voters would learn at some point not let that happen. But every Senate pickup we have was because of Trump. All the Republicans and conservatives sat back while he did the work. Did the Republicans have a ground game? What was the message? More Trump, less Trump, economic progress, the caravan, Kavanaugh. All of that helped bring people to the polls, and I admit, had we not done that, the blue babbling brook might have indeed maybe been a blue tsunami. But the only emails that I saw from Republicans were asking for money. And the emails, I got a lot of emails from the DNC and OFA and Move On, were all about organizing and mobilizing. They told me where to meet and what to say and where and when to vote, and they offered rides to the polls and help with registration. You might not tolerate ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and MSNBC, but you need to watch them every once in a while to be jolted. Because while you're listening to me, I'm going to try to rah-rah things, but I watch that from time to time. And you better be willing to give up that vacation or use your free time not for your hobbies, but to get involved in the elections where you can make a difference. Or the country's lost. But the Democrats are here. We're going to watch them. We're going to see what's going to happen with them. Trump has managed to win the presidency. Trump has managed to manipulate things to where the Senate hold was increased. But like he said, he can't be everywhere at the same time. We're going to have to develop a ground game. We're going to have to develop organization. All of this has to be done, and I mean now. And hey, hour number two is about to be inbound. Coming up next, NRA board member Tim Knight. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.